Continuing our look at books, Day-to-Day's literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with author Maxine Hong Kingston about her latest work, The Fifth Book of Peace. The book's central story is a semi-autobiographical tale of a poet trying to evade the Vietnam draft. Just as fascinating is Hong Kingston's own tale of the trauma that influenced her writing. It's a meditation on how to find peace in tumultuous times. Karen began by asking her about the Chinese legend that led her to write A Book of Peace.
There seems to have been a myth in ancient China that there were three books which taught people how to end war. Those books are all lost. On the other hand, there is a book called The Art of War, and it's by Sun Tzu. And I think that it's so ironic that in this world that the Art of War exists, it's in many editions. Meanwhile, there are no books of peace. So it was my goal and my desire to write a book of peace so that we'll have it to build our civilization.
You were working on an additional book of peace, and you've written a fifth book of peace, but then there's this big question mark in the continuum. What was the fourth book of peace?
Well, the fourth book of peace was the one that burned in the Oakland Berkeley Hills fire. This was during the same year as our first war in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Early in the year, we bombed Iraq, and then later in the year came this gigantic urban fire.
Now, I think I read somewhere that you were actually returning from your father's funeral discover your neighborhood on fire?
Yes. Coincidentally, that day was a fire ceremony for my father. It's a Chinese tradition that about a month after the death, we gather and we send gifts to my father in heaven. You make paper replicas of all kinds of gifts and you burn them at the cemetery. And so we did that in the morning. Then when I drove home, I heard on the radio that the Oakland Berkeley Hills were on fire, and I tried to get to the fire because I wanted to save my book. And I got through the police lines and the fire lines, and I ran toward my house, and there was a moment when I looked around and everything was burned, and I thought, this spot must be my house, and my book is gone.
How did you then get back to reconstructing your book? Because some people never recover from that. How did you get over it?
Mm-hmm. I thought that I can't do this alone. I need a community of writers. And I decided that those writers would be war veterans. And I had this theory and my hope that through writing that we could all get over the trauma of fires and wars and losses.
So it was a community of mutual healing, really. It was them and you.
It was wonderful when the veterans were able to write these core events in their lives and to write what happened to them and then to continue the story so that they can arrive at peace.
What's the one thing you came away with that you learned, either about yourself or the difficulty in making peace, that you brought to yourself from this book?
I learned and affirmed my ideas and hopes about art, and I know that through putting our experiences into words, it is possible for people to come out of war and learn peace.
Maxine Hong Kingston is a National Book Award recipient, among other honors, a Berkeley professor and the author of The Fifth Book of Peace. She spoke to me here in our Los Angeles studios. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Karen.
And that interview from Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.